Boker Tov, everyone. Today's daf in the second brachot, brought in Yerushalayim, Irak Kodesh, is daf Vov, and we're holding at daf Hey Amud Beit, one line above that, those very large lines. Tanya Abba Bin Yomin Oymer, Al Shnei Dvarim Hayiti Mitztaer Kol Yomai, Al Tfilati Shtei Lifnei Mitati, Al Mitati Shtei Netuna Ben Zafon Adoro. Oh, I was very makbid to daven in front of my bed, which I was going to ask what the heck that's supposed to mean, and that my bed should be placed running north-south, not east-west. So why did I want to daven in front of my bed? What does that even mean? My lifnei mitati. It can't mean literally and physically in front of my bed, because Amar Rabbi Yoram Ravi, Tamar Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, where do we know that HaMitpalel lo yeh davar chotzeitz beno levin akir? Nothing should come between you and the wall. So you see that if you have an opportunity to face directly a wall, you certainly should not be facing your bed, which is in front of the wall. You're right. Of course, it doesn't mean lifnei mitati, physically in front of my bed. It means samuch lemitati, immediately, time-wise, next to my bed is what it means. In other words, that I should be careful not to go out and do other things unless I already said Kriyat Shema and I was mispal. Rashi says one shouldn't even learn. And I didn't do my malacha or my learning. Tosfos disagrees very vehemently with this. And indeed we paskin not like this. And brings rayas from the Gemaras that we're going to have that the Adarabba, many of the Tanoim and Amoroim would actually go out of their way to learn before they went had a chance to be Kriyat Shema Mitpalel. And Al Mitati Shitei Netuna Ben Tzafon LaDorom, why should a bed be placed between north and south? Because the Shechina runs east-west. The Om Reb Chama Reb Chanina, Om Reb Yitzchak Kol HaNotein Mitato Ben Tzafon LaDorom, Havin Lo Banim Zecharim. We understand is not just your hidden things, but those things which are in the north. And there's a goat tzafon darom t'malei bitnam. It will fill your belly, which is a reference to yizbu banim, to have a lot of children. It also means will fill your belly in the sense of full term, filled belly, we say full term. Where do we see? And that means that you won't have miscarriages. And where do we see that we use that lashon of full term as malay? K'tivacha. Here it says, tzifuncha t'malei bitnam. And it says also by Tamar, v'yimal'u yameh laledet, v'inei tomim v'itna. So v'yimal'u means full term. Tanya bin Yomen Omer Shnayim Shenichnesu Leitpalel. Two people who go into Davin Meirev at night, one of them finishes davening before the other one, and he walks out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his tefillah and rips it up in his face. Tarfin lo tefillato befanav. Shneimar, because we find in the pasuk Toref nafsho ba'apo halama'ancha te'azev aretz, which we're reading like this. Hey, buddy, the guy who was Toref Nafsho Be'apo, you fool, who ripped up your own tefillah in front of your face. In other words, you caused your tefillah. Where do we know that nefesh is called tefillah? Veshpochet Nafshi. Veshpochet Nafshi is a reference to tefillah, Dafka. So the idea over there is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling this guy a guy who has his tefillah ripped up, what did you think? Halaman Chate Azev Aretz? What did you think? That because you finished davening, therefore the Shekhinah has already left. And this other guy's tefillah doesn't mean a darn thing. Why would the Shekhinah care about him? You fool. So by leaving, you caused him to rush through his tefillah. He couldn't concentrate on his davening. Tosfos said in those days, the Beit HaKnesset was outside of the city. It was dangerous to leave him alone. We paskin, it's true about anywhere that Lamaisa, if a person is left alone, he feels very uncomfortable, he's unable to concentrate, he feels everybody's leaving, the lights are being turned off. It's a horrible feeling. So because you ripped up his tefillah, basically, I'm going to rip up your tefillah, as if there was no Shekhinah because you left. V'lo od el shegorem l'shchina shetistalek mi Yisrael. You actually caused the Shechina to leave. Shenema vayetak tzur mimekomo. And tzur is always a reference to the Shechina. Shenema tzur yelot chateshi. And what is the schus for a person who has the patience to wait for the person next to him who was davening, even though he's finished and he's anxious to get home, and he waits there? Im imtin lo masecharo, amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, he zocha to the brachot that have to do with waiting. Shenemar lu hikshavta l'mitzvotai, if you would only listen. And Rashi points out that this concept of hikshavta, even though the parshtas, it means listening, to be a good listener, you have to have a lot of patience. And therefore, hikshavta essentially means to wait, to have patience. So, lu hikshavta mitzvotai, if only you would have paid attention and be willing to wait to do chasodim with others, the things that I care about, not the things that you care about, then v'yika nar shlomecha v'tzikatcha k'galei hayam v'haya k'chol zaracha v'tzetzei me'echa, you will have children that will fill the world k'chol hayam. So it's an amazing opposite to having your tefillah ripped up in front of your eyes. The exact opposite to be zoyecha. Tanya, getting back to the idea that we had before, that somebody who k'skere kriyat shema mitato, he is being marzik a cheref pipiyot biyado, to be able to be teref mazikin. So once we are on the inyonim that Abba Binyamin taught, there was another thing that Abba Binyamin taught. And that is, Abba Binyamin omer, if nitna reshut la'ayin lirot, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had opened our eyes to see these horrific monsters that are all around us, ein kol birya yechola la'amod mipnei ha'mazikin, you simply would not be able, you would just melt in terror. Omer Abaye, inu nefish minan, there's more of them than there are us. V'kami alon kikisla lu'ugya, they stand all around us like you make a ditch around the tree or whatever it is that you're growing. There's always a mound of earth in the middle, and you make a ditch around it. They surround us. Om revuna kochad v'chad binan alpa mismola v'revivta bimine. It says, yipo mitzitra elef, urevava miminecha elecha lo yigash. What is that referring to? That shir shel pagaim. That's the tehillah that we read, which is, Yerushev says, Yon HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. And you see that it says 1,000 to the left and 10,000 to the right. They should not be able to harm you. Omar Rava Haiduch Katahavi Bikala Minayahavi. You know where you'll find these people? At a Siyam Hashas. When you go to the Kala, where everybody is there and learning, why does it feel like you're actually being crushed? It feels like you're being crushed because you're surrounded by monsters. And they're all around you. You just don't see them. But that sense of, oh my God, I can't breathe, is the monsters around you. And hani birke deshali minayu. No, you feel like all of a sudden your knees are just like worn out, feel like collapsing. That's because they're all around you. You're pushing against them. You notice that all of these tamidei chachamim, their clothes always look shiny, like they've been rubbed out. You know why? Because they're surrounded by monsters all the time. So they're constantly pushing against the monsters. Honey, and this that's bichufya they do. Honey, kare, the menakvan, minayu, all of those bruises that you get all around your feet, that's from them. Haiman, the boy lamedalu, you want to see the, you want to, well, not see them, but you want to note how they're around you. All you need to do is take ashes that have been sifted to be very fine. Spread them around your bed before you go to sleep. In the morning, you will find these footprints like a chicken footprints all around. And that is a siman of these mazikin that are around you. If you want to actually see them, that is a little bit more complicated. You'll have to take the placenta of a cat, which was, of course, it has to be a black cat, obviously, and not just first generation black cat. It's got to be a black cat which is the daughter of a black cat, and it's got to be a firstborn black cat, the daughter of a firstborn black cat. Then take the placenta, burn it, grind it up, take a little bit and put it in your eyes. We call putting something in your eyes to be mamala your eyes, because the slightest little bit is mamala your eyes. That's how Rashi explains it. And then you will see these things all around you. But take the powder, put it inside of an iron container, a tube, and seal it with a molten iron seal, because these monsters will steal it from you. And then also shut your own mouth, because otherwise they'll get inside of you. Rabbi Barabaye tried to do this, and he did see them, but he didn't help all of his precautions, and he went a little bit cuckoo. And because of that, Rabbona Rachmi Aleavitasi. The Rabbonin were mispalal that he should get better, and he got better. Tanya Abibin Yomen Omer. Now, getting back to the Inyan of the concept of Kedusha and a Mokum of Kedusha. So until now we've been talking about the nature of the Beis HaMikdash, the nature of the Churban. As we know, the Pasuk defines a Beit HaKnesset as a Mokum of Kedusha, which is a Mikdash Ma'at. Mikdash Ma'at means that essentially we're viewing it as a place that is miyuchet for the Shechina in the same way that the Beis HaMikdash was. Remarkably, the Gemara now brings a raya from the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech to the idea of saying your tefillot in a Beit HaKnesset. Because Tanya, and again, it's the same Abba Bin Yomi. Abba Bin Yomi Omer, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmat el beit HaKnesset. Your tefillah is heard only when you say it in a Beit HaKnesset. Shenema lishmoa el harina ve'el hatefillah b'makom rina. Sham Tehei Tefillah. And there it says, Shlomo HaMelech is there on his knees, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that actual Chinuch of Beis HaMikdash, that you will be Shomea to these called Avdecha that is being Mispala Lefanecha, the Shmala Rina La Tefillah, in this Mokka. That's the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Beit HaKnesset. But we're using it as a Raya, that B'Makom Rina, places where people come together and they sing, which is obviously not tefillah, but that could be the introduction to the tefillah, Birchas Kriyat Shema. There's always singing in shul before the tefillah. Sham Tehei Tefillah, the place where they're singing, is the place where the tefillah should be. Omar Ravin Barada, Omar Rebbe Yitzchak. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is actually found? It's Motsui B'Beit HaKnesset. Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in a place where there is an Eda that gets together L'Shem Hashem. That's a place which is the Beit HaKnesset. We know that an Eda refers to a minion because it says Admatai Le'Eda Hara'ah Hazot, and there were 10 beside Yoshua V'Kalev, which may indicate that even if the minion is made out of rotten people and you hate davening with them because they're like the Meraglim, even that Eda we learn out from the Meraglim is kosher for a minion. Maybe. Ten people who daven, it means the Shechina is there. How do we know the three people that are sitting in a bezdin, bedin? Because then the pasuk continues. Elohim nitzav adasel bekerav Elohim mishpat. Elohim is the lashon of mishpat, of dayanim. Bekerav Elohim mishpat means in a bezdin of shlosha. How do we know that even two people who are sitting together and they're being Isaac Patera together, how we know that the Shechina is there too? Shemar Az Nidmuru Yirei Hashem Ish Areyehu. That then those people who have Yira Shamayim will speak to one another. Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay close attention to their words and he will listen to them. And then it says, unbelievably, Vayikatev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav. He will write these words at this moment in a special book that he will remember for Yirei Hashem L'chosh V'Shemayim. That is the book that the Mefarshim explained, Kol HaKatuv B'Sefer B'Yerushalayim. That is the book of those who are to survive Le'asid Lavai, Demelchemes Gog U'Magog, Kol HaKatuv L'Chaim. Who is Katuv L'Chaim? those who were written in that sefer. So two people sitting and learning, they are precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it says, what does it mean, Choshvei Shemo? Omer of Ashi, it means even Choshvei, even if a person intended to do something, L'shem Hashem, v'ne'enas v'lo asa, and he couldn't do the Dvar Mitzvah, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilu asa'ah. It says, if he did it, b'nei Hashem, just for the plans and for the desire. U'minayin she'afilu echad she'yoshev azu b'ketorah she'shchina imo, even a single person learning is zochet to the Shechina being with him. She'nemar b'chol ha'makom asher azkir at shmi. Wherever I want you to be masker my shame, which you're allowed to do as you're learning Torah, avoy lecha v'rechticha. So then that's a problem, because if even one person is zochet to the Shechina, why do we need to have a special pasuk to tell me two people? Well, that's obvious. Two people, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it down in a special book. So there, you're only zochet to if there's two. Chad lo mekatvim mila b'sefer zichronot. One person, even though the Shechina is there, it's not part of the Sefer HaKatuv b'Yerushalayim. Okay, but if even two people, why do we need a pasuk to tell me three people? Because ma'u detema, I would have thought that Yoshvim b'din, where it says over there, Elohim is Yoshev in terms of the care of Elohim, that's just din. Din is not Torah. Din is bringing peace to the world. It's nice and so on. But the Shechina is not going to come for that. Kamash malam de dina nami hainu Torah. The Hashras HaShechina is Torah itself. And remember, again, the idea over here is the work that we do for Emunah. The work that we do for Emunah is the work of Hashras HaShechina, is the work of bringing a world into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if even three people have that, so why do we need the pasuk that say 10 people? Because 10 people, it says nitzav. Nitzav means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there first, waiting for you. So three people, first you'd have to come, then the Shechina will come in. But 10 people, if it's time for davening, then the Shechina is there. Omer Avim Baravad Omer Yitzchak. A further indication of how profound our connection to the world is in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Minayin she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin. Not only does he come to daven in the Beit HaKnesset, he puts on tefillin. She'nemar nishba Hashem b'yemino u'bizra uzo. When you make a shvua, you have to hold a chefetz shel kedusha. So your b'yemino means he's holding the Sefer Torah. She'nemar yemino ish dat lamo u'bizra uzo. It's got to be referring to tefillin. She'nemar Hashem oz le'amo yitein. How do we know that that is a concept of power, that tefillin are considered to be a weapon? Anybody who sees you wearing tefillin will be terrified of you. V'tanya, this is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, is a reference to tefillin sheberosh. As you walk down the street, the goyim see the power within you. But what is written in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know in our tefillin it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But what could be written in the psukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin that would be the equivalent of such a thing from his point of view? Omalei umikam cho Yisrael goy echad baretz. The same echad. You're kidding me. Mishtabach kuchubrichu b'shvachayel b'Yisrael. What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sort of takes pride in Klal Yisrael's achtos? In, it's prefers your pasuk, says Rabbi Yabarami. It says, Et Hashem he'marta ayom, uchtiva Hashem he'mircha ayom. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, you uplifted me and you made me a chativa achas ba'olam. You turned me into Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, turned me into something unique in the entire world. She'nemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm going to do the same thing for you. You too are special, unique. Okay, that's one of the four parshas. But what are the other four parshas? So, Bashar Batemai said Ravashi to him, all of the psukim that talk about the godless of Yisrael. Kimi goy gadol, it says over there, Kimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, ki kol ha'Torah hazot asher anochi noten lifnechem hayom. Ashrecha Yisro, Mika Mocha Amno Shama Hashem, Magen Ezrecha, Asher Cherev Gavatecha, Letitcha Elyon, Al Kol Hagoyim. Okay, these are all like unbelievable psukim. Sorry. Ola Nisraelim Lakachat, Lavo Lakachat, Logoy Mikerev Goy. Letitcha Elyon, Al Kol Hagoyim, Asher Asalati La, Leshem Letifaret. Wait a minute, hold on a second. There's only four parshas. You just said six different parshas. There's no room for six parshas in the tefillin. So Yochin official two of the bot, you got way too many parshas over here. So Rav Ashi explained to him, no, the point is, mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, those are very similar. That goes into one of the batim. Ashrecha Yisrael, mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy be'echad ba'aretz, that's one of the batim. O ani sa Elohim is in one bayit, and the titcha Elyon is in one bayit. So we have the sach hakol, arba batim, and we have exactly these four parshas in the Shalyad as well. Because don't think that it's only that we're talking about in this separate batim. They're all written in the parsha of the Kula Ktivi Ba'adrei, on your hand. Kosh Baruch's hand, Kavayok. Amin Ravim Barav Adam Rabbi Yitzchak, somebody who usually comes to shul and doesn't show up one day, the Shekhinah immediately asks, wait, where is he? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Bo, Shenema Mi Bachem Yirei Hashem Shomea B'Kol Avdo, where is he? The one who listens to me. Asher Alach HaShekhim, this guy apparently has taken off in the middle of the night. Ve'in Nogalo, he doesn't have the light of the Shekhinah with him. Im L'dvar Mitzvah Halach, maybe he went to do a mitzvah, that's why he's asking, Kevayocho. So then, Nogalo, because a mitzvah is also ner mitzvah, im l'dvar rashut halach, ein Nogalo. Why? Because the pasuk continues, yiftach b'shem Hashem. Why didn't he trust in me? He could have come to daven, and he would have had more atzlocha. So he would have missed that flight. He would have taken a later flight. Big deal. Mishum davil yiftach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. Omer Rav Yochanan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the shul, and there's no minion there, he's immediately angry. Miyadu Kohes, why? It says, Madua bati ve'en ish, karati ve'en oneh. What's the shot, oneh? In order to be oneh, dvar kedusha. Baruch Hu es Hashem Baruch, Hashem Baruch Olam Ved, Yesh Mei Rabba Mevorach, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. All of those things you need to have a minion for, otherwise you can't be oneh. So, ain't oneh, why is nobody answering? Because there's no minion. So you see that he's upset? Somebody who has a special place where he davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Elohei Avraham specifically, because as we'll see, Avraham Avinu was makpid on a place of Tvila. That God of Avraham stands by him. Ukeshemet omrim lo. People talk about him. What a loss, an onev. What a loss, a chassid. Talmidav shel Avram Avinu. How do we know Avram Avinu was kaveh makom? Because it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker el ha-makom asher amad sham, to go to the same place where he had been standing the day before. And we know that that standing was a takon of tefillah. In amidala tefillah. Shenema vayamot pinchas vayipawel. What is the inyan over here? L'chora, the point is that since all of the issues is the terraforming of the world to be a place where the Shekhinah is present and connected to humanity, every investment that a person makes in that becomes something that impacts where it is that he is. We know that Tzadik Be'ir is the Koveya, the Kedusha of the ear, the light of the ear. The same thing is true. Somebody has a place that he sits in, and he learns in, and he davens in, that place becomes a pinat yikrat. It becomes a precious corner in the world where the Shekhinah has a unique relationship to him. He's not going to daven somewhere else. Somebody who davens somewhere else, it's like cheap. You run in, shtiblach, I'll run into the shtiblach, I'll come into, kechap, literally, this is the language that's used. Let me chap a mincha. The whole idea over here is the sweetness and the uniqueness of the relationship. You don't chapa mincha. You're engaging in intimacy. You don't get engaged in intimacy by walking into a miklat somewhere. You engage in intimacy in a pinat yikrat. Therefore, that's what Avram Avinu, that Avram was called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lover. Avram Oavi, that's what tefillah is about. When you're walking out, it shouldn't look like you want to leave. Yeah, but that's only if you're leaving. But if you're coming in, you should actually run. There are those who learn, this is quite obvious because Rav Chelbo only said if you're leaving. So they learn that the meaning over here is, there's the machlokas, but some learn that the meaning over here is that Abaye is saying, if you're not leaving, you're going, meaning you're walking out of the Beit HaKnesset in order to walk into the Beit HaMedrash next door, then it's a mitzvah to run because you're supposed to be near the Faladat at Hashem. You should be driven. And Rabbi Zera said, I used to think, I saw the Rabbona, I saw the guys in the yeshiva would run to get to Shir on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. So I said to myself, what I think, Mechalel Shabbos, to go and to run, it's not right. But when I heard that it says, you should run even on Shabbos to hear the Divrei Torah, then how do I know that? It says, Acharei Hashem Yelchu. Listen to this. Ki Aryeh Yishag. That goes all the way back to the Shoeg Shag Ka'aryeh on the Mishmorah. It's back at the beginning of the Masechta. If you hear the voice of a roaring lion, do you run or you walk around tiptoeing through the tulips? You run. So therefore, it's clearly, it's Yelchu like running. Ananami Rahit. And not only did I stop criticizing them, I started to run myself. And indeed, Omer Rebbe Zera Agra de Pirka Riata, the main schus that a person has, because he doesn't really understand. Most Amaratsim have no idea what's going on. It's okay, but they come anyway to hear the shir and so on. What's their ikar work? The work that they put in to get there. So that's the running to get there. Omer Abaye, actually, the biggest schus in the Kala, where everybody comes, that's the Siyam HaShas, is getting crushed. I mean, what else do you get out of it? But you went through hell to get there and to be crushed there. That's your schus. Omar Rava Agra de Shmaitza Svara, people who can learn, the more work you put in an understanding, that's your biggest schus. Omar Rav Papa, what's the biggest schus of somebody who goes to a Beis HaOvel? To shut your mouth, and to sit there quietly, and to make the person feel that you're with him in his loss. And not that you're giving him lectures about how it is that in the Shemayim everybody is so happy to greet the soul of his departed loved one, and he's telling you, shut the hell up and drop dead. And his mamish, many Avelim will tell you, the only thing that they wanted is for people just to learn to be quiet. That is, in fact, the biggest schar. Omar Marzutra, Agra to Anita Tzitkosa. They used to collect tzedakah on a tainus, which of course we do also. The tzedakah that's given out afterwards to the aniyim. At the end of the tainus, that's the schus of the tainus. Omer of Sheshes, Agra das Beda Deluye. The hesped, the biggest schar of a hesped, is getting people to cry so that you should say things in a way that make people feel a loss. Omer of Ashi, Agra de Veluli Mile. You go to a wedding, say things that make the chosen happy. Omer of Unakalamit Pavela Chori Beta Knesset Dikro Rosha. If you daven in back of the shul, and you're not even facing the way that the tzibur is facing, you're called a rasha, because it says, saviv rishaim yitalachun. The rishaim go around, they go around the back. Omer Abaye, that's only if he doesn't turn, at least to be facing the same way that the tzibur is facing. There was a guy who was davening behind the shul, and he didn't turn his back, his face to face the same way. Eliyo Anavi was passing by, and he made himself look like this Arab, was on a horse, and he said to him, what? You chutzpen yok, keduvar keyamta kamei marach, what, you stand here in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you act as if there's two gods, dubar. Sholaf Safsari takes out his sword, and he cuts the guy to katle. The posik over there said, saviv v'sha'im yit ha'alachun, is an amazing pasuk. Rishaim walk all around the place. Kirum Zulut Livnei Adam. What does Kirum Zulut mean? Omar, what does that mean? Said Ranach Bar Yitzhak to Rabibi, it means when the world takes the highest things, Kirum, the Dvarim Ha'omdi Barum HaShalayla, and they're mezalzel in it, and it becomes Zulut, and they have a completely inverted vision of what is important and what isn't important. So the things that are important to them become zol, becomes cheap. Then saviv reshaim yitalachun. That's when all around the earth you find nothing but reshaim that are running around outside. Reb Yochanan of Reb Elazar d'Amri Tarvayu, kivan shenitzarech adam labriot, panav mishtanot kikrum. It means if a person needs another person, he has to come to them for tzedakah, then his face changes like this bird we're going to see in a moment. Kirum zulut. What is a kirum? Ki adar avdimi omar of echadyesh pekarchei ayom kirum shema. And when the sun shines on it, it changes into all kinds of colors, which is what happens to a person who's embarrassed and he changes colors. Rabami Rabasi Domer Tavayu, a person who needs to come on to other people, is ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim, eish umayim, sh'neemar hirkavta enosh l'roshenu, you took a mortal human being and put him over us, banu b'eish umayim. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Okay, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will get to Mincha time. So far, we've been talking about Shachris and Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, so hopefully we'll be Zocha tomorrow also to Mincha.